calls it the Circa. Put me work.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Coming up at 1 o'clock today, we got Arif Hassan. He knows all about the Minnesota Vikings, and we're going to get to know the Vikings a little bit. Sam Darnold, revenge game.
Yeah, Sammy.
They don't play against each other, but
I won't even.
Is Ayuk in the same caliber as Justin Jefferson?
Well, his money is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'll say this: yeah. Austin in San Jose, and my boy Tone, who is not high on Purdy. Do we really want to say that Sam Darnold could have had the same success the last few years with this Niner team as Brock Purdy? I don't believe that. I once did early, but now I know what he's bringing to the table. And he's bringing, keep my eyes downfield, I can get out of dodge and run, and I deliver my Wi-Fi is fast. I can read it.
Yeah, and again, we're just talking about the quarterbacks, how much they make, and what quarterbacks you're giving that kind of big money to. And we're talking about an article by Mike Sando, who basically has spotted a trend that, long story short, more mid-level quarterbacks are getting monster contracts than ever before. And he cited Daniel Jones, Derek Carr, Trevor Lawrence, and Tua Tagovailoa. So that's just something to consider when the 49ers are opening up the paycheck to Brock Purdy.
But don't you think we're on to something now? If we were to tell Mike Sando, and he probably knows it, what's happening now, Steiny, is orgs are scared of not having anything. It's like leaving a relationship, and they say that's not a good thing to do. Leave it to be mental for your mental health, not because you're afraid to go date or whatever's out there or not out there.
Let's go to Pat. Pat's in Foster City.
Hey,
Pat, what's going on?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, sure. Good conversation around the quarterback and all.
Thank you.
You know, you were talking about some quarterbacks a while back. You know, if I came up with a couple names like quarterbacks, Doug Williams,
yeah,
Brent Dilfer, Nick Foles, Jim Plunkett.
Yep.
Jeff Hostler. All Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. I don't think any of us would say, well, these guys are amongst the best ever, right? But they all won the Super Bowl at least once. So I guess, Goo, I kind of disagree a little bit with you in putting too much importance on how the team's success relates to the quarterback. I mean, it's true that the quarterback's the most important position in football. I think we all agree on that.
Okay.
But, you know, if you count the kickers and the returners, the quarterback is only one of 26 starters on a football team, and the quarterback only plays offense. They're never out there for defense. Obviously, they're not there for special teams. So I put a lot of weight on them, but, you know, I think the team's success can be, you can have a great team with a bad quarterback or vice versa. So I don't give the quarterback, you know, all the credit for team success. I don't blame a quarterback, you know, like what's his name down in the Dolphins, right? One of the best quarterbacks ever, and they had some teams that weren't very good.
Yeah,
Marino, yeah. So, you know, would you take Marino or would you take Trent Dilfer? I think the answer is pretty clear.
Right.
But, you know, so I guess I'm looking at it that way. And so I think that he's, you know, you have to kind of evaluate the quarterback relative to other quarterbacks. And I disagree. I don't like the philosophy that you have to pay, you know, the top 10 guys all the same. I think there should be some difference between, say, I love Purdy. I'm a big Purdy fan.
I was just going to ask you, would you pay him? That's what I was just about to ask you.
I like him a lot. I think he's great. I'm a big fan. I have been since even the first preseason. I thought he looked good, especially good. But, you know, to me, he's in that 6 to 10 range category in the NFL, one of the top, but not the top five. To me, that's where I put him. And I think he should be paid that way. Now, the other flip side of that is what this article that just came up about quarterbacks, I haven't seen it, but based on what you said, it does remind me a little bit of the max contract situation in the NBA. We're kind of seeing that too, right? You know, cause some guys like Durant and people like that deserve that max contract, but then you get a lot of other people like, hey, how about me? I should get the max contract too. We're starting to get down there and low. So I'm all for paying people what they owe and whatever, but I'm not for like overpaying people, and I don't support paying people based on what they could be in the future. I kind of want to see them do it now before I pay them. That's kind of how I am. So yeah. Anyway, I think it's a great conversation, but that's where I come down on it.
Hey, great call.
Appreciate it, Pat. Thank you.
Oh, that NBA, Stoney, that was a great call. You know, if we did that, and I know it's different sports, but, I mean, how many times is it right to where the talent matches the contract? Well, I think we're in an era of sports now where it's so out of whack, not hating, but we could – you know, I love Jaylen Brown. Is he worth that deal? I could, and there he's a champ. Jason Tatum, but that's the going rate, right?
No, I don't necessarily think so. Like, I think right now the Celtics payroll is ridiculous. Like, they're not going to be able to keep this up. But that team won a championship. So, like, if you win a championship, to me, it justifies whatever your payroll is.
Even before, because they got the contract before they won the chip.
Well, they won it. They proved that it was worth it. Mm. But what I'm saying is the teams that don't succeed are the teams that pay a guy too much, and he's just not worth it. You can't pay a guy in any sport $40 or $50 million if they're not one of the best players on the team, or like the second best player on the team. The Warriors are going to come. Warriors are going to face this with Kuminga, and we're going to talk about that, I think, a little bit later. Maybe we'll push it to tomorrow.
But it's
totally
different.
Well, it's not.
He's so he ain't Brock Purdy,
right? So when he asked for $45 million a year,
I got to say no.
Okay.
Well, especially when I could see one more year before I could make that decision.
Let's go to Daniel in San Ramon. Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to throw one little thing out there.
Yeah.
Let's say we were to pay Brock Purdy $50 million, and he delivered whatever he delivered in Game 1 versus the Jets. Do you think the majority of the 49er fan base would have been pleased with that performance? Again, we're looking at Brandon Ayuk. Once we paid him the money and he kind of had that one drop, everybody kind of turned on him, right? So I'm just wondering what's going to happen to Brock. I think they are going to pay him, but once he does get paid and he delivers like a 230 yards passing, let's say it's like a 19 for 27, no touchdowns. I just wonder what the fan base is going to think of that.
That's a great question.
Go ahead, Daniel.
I think it's going to be a little bit on the negative side, but yeah, go ahead, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, I know what the answer is. They're not going to be happy.
Well, he had that. I don't want to say the numbers on the front end, but the back end, no touchdowns, no interceptions in the Super Bowl. But, Stoney, I'm like, is that going to be 16 wins? Are we going to go 13-3 with that stat line? And if we lose, is it because I didn't throw a pick? Like, the guy's earning something, and what I'm seeing, and it's Brock Purdy for this example, is, oh, so now we got to do the autopsy of why he's having success, but we can't give him credit for being part of this success. That's why I'm telling you, I'd bet my right arm he's getting 55 or 60 already.
I would not bet against that under any circumstances. But I think what the caller just said.
Well, we actually have a bet.
Who?
Oh.
You and I. You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah, he
does. Brock Purdy's going to be a $60 million quarterback.
Okay.
You feel good about it?
Didn't I just use 55 and 60? I said he wouldn't.
Well, you just said you wouldn't bet against it, but you have.
You did. So 55, you would win.
55, okay.
You would win.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Want to make sure our bet was still on the table.
You would win.
I'm just saying that. What was the last caller's name? He was Money.
Let's call him Money.
Let's put the rat on the table.
Brought to you by Acro.
He's exactly right. If Brock Purdy gets paid $56 million in the offseason and they play next year and opening night is exactly like it was.
Six field goals?
It absolutely, positively will not be as positive for Brock Purdy.
Even if they won the way that they did. So now I'm turning into you every day. So
what?
It's fantasy football then. So if he signs that contract and throws for 440 and they lose, but he puts up three touchdowns and the yardage, and like, what do you want? I want W's in the season, regular season, and the postseason.
You want W's in the regular season now?
If
you got a quarterback who's done that.
Yes, Donnie, you know what I mean. Brock Purdy's got four and two, right? I believe.
Like this is the only thing, and I'm not betting against Purdy, but this is kind of what I mean.
But you're coming off as you feel like you might be able to go find another version of Purdy. That's how you and Austin and San Jose are starting to come off.
That's not true.
Like, hey, the Cowboys can't do it. Other teams can't do it because it's hard. But you think Kyle might – it sounds like that you feel like you might be able to go get something that could be just as efficient as Brock Purdy.
I'm putting myself in Kyle Shanahan's position.
Because he's so brilliant.
Right.
But you got something that's working. Why go away from it?
Jimmy Garoppolo worked just as well.
But Jimmy got in his own way. He couldn't stay healthy.
Okay. And let's see if Brock can stay healthy this year. Like, that's the only thing I'm saying is, like, look, Purdy's been great. Small sample size. Okay.
But, Stoney, when you got a Super Bowl on that sample platter, it's bigger than a small sample size. Give me that. Dude did not wet the bed in the bowl. Did he play his best?
No.
See,
this is where they
got you there. He was part of the reason you were there.
Because after 8 years, you've made a determination about Dak Prescott, and after 2 years,
my man's taking you somewhere that Dak is not taking you.
You said,
or Josh Allen, right, or Lamar Jackson, or Tua.
Okay. And just like Jimmy Garoppolo, half the fans would say, "Goo, he didn't take you." He was the quarterback on that team. James in Mountain View. What's up, James? How you doing?
Oh, very good. Thanks, guys. Yeah. I was just curious if the NFL allowed the amazing flexibility that Shohei Ohtani got with his contract, because I do think Brock's going to get paid, even if he has a mid-level year. He's probably going to have a great year. So $40 to $60 million is going to be extremely disruptive to this team, right?
Okay.
So he probably wants to stay. He probably doesn't want to break up the band because he's going to stay. You know, he seems like a reasonable guy, but he is worth a lot of money. So is there flexibility in how they structure the contract so they don't have to get rid of good players and keep Brock and pay Brock? Thanks.
Well, I mean, they'll do whatever they can to manipulate the numbers, I'm sure. And I guess they're pretty good at it. But, I mean, they can't circumvent the salary cap. I know that. What do you pay a quarterback? And how do you determine how much you pay him?
Well, I'm paying him for what he's doing and what we're doing, you know, collectively. Not the going market and what, you know. Remember, what's my old adage, Sonny Norm? I'm worried about what's going on in this household, under this roof. And if it's working, and it almost has... I'm writing them that check.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Bobby in Los Altos.
Our guy.
What's up, Bobby? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. It's still morning. 1 minute. Oh, now good afternoon. Good afternoon,
sir. There it is,
sir.
Yeah. So, look, first of all, I want to talk about Brock Purdy, but two quick things. First of all, Stein Metz, you are being really unfair to Guru. Dak is on his third contract, so you can't compare someone on their third contract versus someone that's not even on their second contract. I don't think it's fair that you can use the same measuring stick to try to evaluate Dak versus Brock, okay? And number two, first of all, as a Christian McCaffrey owner in Fantasy League, that dude screwed me, or that organization screwed me, by putting Monday night last minute scratch. I lost my match by 2 points.
Take it off, B.
Yeah, you know, but everybody's like that. So look, at least they're playing Sunday morning games, so if they scratch them, I got enough time to find a replacement. But look, Goo, at the beginning you said you're worried about CMC, you know, playing, not playing. I don't think it matters, to be honest with you. I'd rather he not play on that AstroTurf. And the Niners have already proven they don't need him necessarily to do well. I mean, there would be a lot more concerns and questions if Mason didn't have such an amazing game. But the fact is, he can rest, get healthy, because we really don't need him. Like I said, the question to be answered is, can they win the Super Bowl? So hopefully, if they make it to the playoffs, God willing, you know, that's when we really need him. So I'm okay, and I don't think he's mad that he's not playing. Everybody knows CMC is a much more multi-dimensional player than Mason, so I don't think CMC is sitting there wondering if some of the shine is coming off of his name. I wouldn't be worried. Now, in terms of Brock Purdy, I think the thing that upsets me the most when I listen to everybody calling in and saying he's not worth $60 million, he's worth $30 or $40 million, the fact is the price is the price. The next contract up, the next quarterback that's a starting quarterback is going to get over 60, so Brock's going to get about, 62, right, to top Dak. And the thing is, he is an elite quarterback in the NFL, and it isn't because of his physical gifts. There are a ton of kids out there that come out looking like an elite quarterback, you know, tall, monster arm. Let's talk Mike Glennon or whatever you want to say. But the fact is, the reason why Brock Purdy's so successful is his processor, his ability to read. And so if Shanahan can scheme up something, great. But if you don't have a quarterback that can actually read the field, figure out the checkdowns, figure out what side of the field to eliminate pre-snap, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what physical gifts you have. So can we stop saying he's worth $40 million? And for all you clowns that want to sign him to a $30 million a year contract, so go ahead and find a half of Brock Purdy and see how happy you are because you got a better value. We're going to be paying that kid $62 million. We're paying him for his mind and his decision-making. So let's stop if he can't run a 4.240. Let's stop if he can't throw the ball 70 yards on the fly on his back foot. He knows how to win, and we're going to be paying him $62 million, and he's the most important player in the organization. And Shanahan cannot win with a Mike Glennon, all right? So please, just pay the man, and let's just move on.
Well, Bobby, when they pay him, everything's going to change. And when they pay him, the discussion will then center on whether he's worth it.
But that's exactly across the board in sports.
Right. Exactly. And he doesn't have to deal with that now because he's making $1 million.
And the reality
if he makes 60 million,
have a chip before he gets to the table.
Maybe he will.
Okay.
But just if he makes $60 million, he's going to be talked about just like, is that too much for Cousins? Is that too much for Carr? Is that too much for Tua? Is that too much for Trevor? They're going to say, is that too much for Purdy?
No, I'm not arguing that.
And then, I'm just saying, everything's going to change at that point. Let's go to...
Mike Glennon catching strays.
Let's go to Steel Toe in San Mateo. What's up, Steel Toe?
Thank you for taking my call. Love the conversation. No, I'd like to agree with Guru. I think Dak Prescott is not worth it. I'm like, Guru, I can see Dak Prescott. He reached his ceiling, and all he's doing is just taking more money and more money, and his ceiling keeps going down. With Brock Purdy, he hasn't reached his ceiling. So that's why you're going to keep paying him, because you know he could get better. There are certain guys who got paid too much, and they are already reached their ceiling, and they're going down, like Aaron Rodgers. He's going down. This should be his last year, and he should retire. Same thing with Kirk Cousins. He more than reached his ceiling. That's it. He popped his Achilles. He's going down. There's certain guys you can see. Russell Wilson, he was good, and now he's no longer going to go expand his ceiling. There are certain guys who shouldn't be getting paid, and we should move on to better, younger guys who's going to develop. I love the way Brock Purdy's going, and I think he is worth it like the other car. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about what's the right number to pay quarterbacks. And playing off this Mike Sando article, which... The one thing that it tells you is Brock is going to get paid, whether he's a tier one, a tier two, or a tier three
quarterback. That's established. All right.
I mean, he's going to get paid because that's what teams are doing, and that's what he was saying. Four guys got paid a lot of money who really haven't done a whole hell of a lot.
And what about, again, I know we're not in the Mile High City, Stoney. Just think about what Denver was thinking, because now you got me thinking about how scared these organizations are to try to go find a quarterback. You think they want that $242 million back that they gave Russell Wilson thinking he was going to be the savior?
Of course.
And they could have just said, you know what, F that, we'll try to find a boat. Like, that was out of desperation and fear. And it didn't pay off. So, I mean, we see it more and more, but for the people that say, and I keep calling Kyle brilliant and genius, why not give a man a reward for orchestrating your offense? I don't look at that as a demerit or, hey, we don't want to pay Brock this because I think I could go find something over here and turn. Like, nah, they got something going. This guy looks like he's got the goods. Is it over yet? No, Stein. It's round four of his career in a 15-round bout. But, man, he's going to have to get paid here in some months. And, again, he may have that chip by the time that happens.
Let's go to Joe in Vallejo. What's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Hello, gentlemen. How we doing?
Good.
Great conversation. When the owner of the 49ers came out and said that they were going to set the market with Purdy contract, I truly believe the NFL owners, this thing is out of hand. Like, Brandon Ayuk got more than he should have got, and I believe with...
we lost you, Joe.
Call back.
You know what, though? We got you?
Yeah, hello?
Oh, go ahead, Joe. Yeah, you're still on. Sorry.
I believe that Brock Purdy is the perfect person because of his story that they can reset the market. They're going to bring it back down. No owner just going to come out and say, we're going to reset the market, saying I'm going to give him more money. What he's going to say is, we're going to bring him back down where it should be. We're not going to overpay it. And no, I really believe that's what's going to happen. He will get no more than 30 to 35. And the last but not least, the quarterback position like Dak, it's a sexy position. They paid Garoppolo $25 million because of his look and everything. Jim McMahon in Chicago, he had terrible stats compared to Brock Purdy, but he was the funky QB. And they go by all of that. Joe Burrow got paid because of his look and all that stuff. It ain't right. Brock, it should be what he do on the field, but it's a sexy position, and nobody does it better than Mahomes. Brock Purdy would reset the market by bringing it back down. The owners would see to that.
Thanks, Joe.
Call us back, Joe. I think Joe's wrong with that, Stoney.
Guru, Guru's taught me a phrase that I kind of like, and it's, he told on himself.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah, you told on yourself.
When?
During that call.
During the call.
You told on yourself.
I didn't say anything.
Exactly. But here's what you did. Let me reenact. Let me reenact.
Evan,
When the caller said, when Jed York said that Brock Purdy was going to reset the quarterback market, you went, ooh. See, you know that paying Brock 60 is going to hurt and there's a risk involved. That's all I'm saying. Because remember,
this is where I get off the, you and I just part ways. I'll never pay somebody when it's worth it. You think Joe Lacob, when he gave Curry the $200 million, would they did that? No, he was worth it. I'm not saying Brock Purdy is
Steph
Curry. My stomach was bummed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But no, seriously, but Stoney, no, Brock's getting paid. I'm just flabbergasted that people are now starting to say, Brock is a byproduct of Kyle.
Well, they've said that since he started.
Okay, but Mahomes may be. Do we do it with Mahomes, a byproduct of Andy? It's funny.
Okay, why do we do it with Brock Purdy?
Because of draftism.
No, I think, that's part of it.
I really believe that.
Well, I think it's because of Kyle Shanahan and the system.
But that happened with Jimmy, and then what happened? It ran out.
Well,
because Jimmy was unreliable.
Well, let that be a cautionary tale for the 49ers and for any team signing a quarterback to that.
I tell you what, the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO, if McCaffrey's out for the next two games, and they got the Rams after Minnesota, and he balls out, there's nothing to, like everything that you kind of brought up about, hey, we need to see, the winner will be the Niners, but also Brock Purdy, doing things without McCaffrey.
Right, and that's where you and I differ, because you've put this number on, if McCaffrey misses the next two games and Purdy balls out, then they'll be 3-0, and they'll have 14 more games left. And those 14 games are going to determine. Like,
but won't it be a different 3-0 for the Brock Purdy scoreboard? Even, like,
I don't
he's
know.
Doing Do you, this without McCaffrey.
I don't know. Do you give him more credit for that win after McCaffrey didn't play? What Jordan
Scotty,
Mason did?
I do.
You do?
But I also give Kyle a majority of it. But okay. Minnesota's going to sell out to stop this run, if I believe, with or without McCaffrey. Let's just say no McCaffrey. And then Brock's going to have to throw. Like, every game's not going to go the same way. Duh. But, you know, you got to give the youngster credit for that win. Even though, then when I come in and nitpick, I get, you guys throw rocks at me. It wasn't all perfect. It was 6 field goals. I didn't blame Brock, but I was like, oh, you know, I can't win. It's hard.
Yeah, well. Yeah. All right. I see some callers. We'll get to them on the other side, including one of our favorites.
And, oh, boy. I got like 8 names when you say
oh,
that.
Oh, boy. He.
All right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the other side for sure. Coming up next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. That's who it'll be brought to you by. 60 years of full-service banking. No compromises.
You are being really unfair to Guru.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
By the way, Bobby, I didn't address this part.
My man.
Maybe it was nuanced.
We'll see.
I need that as my ringtone. We'll see.
All I wasn't comparing Dak to Purdy.
Right.
I was comparing Guru's enthusiasm for Dak in year two or three.
And you knocked
to
out
his enthusiasm for Purdy in year two
the
or three.
The Dak movie's over. Purdy's is just starting to me.
But
he'll never win it. He can't read it. And I'm okay with that.
And this is where
I'm telling you.
Okay, this is where we've missed, and you notice I say we've, even though I thought of it, we've missed something very important here.
We'll see.
And that is, it doesn't matter what the contract is now. It matters what the contract is in 2 years. And what I'm getting at here is, Andrew Wiggins signed a contract 2 years ago that everybody thought was a good contract.
Right, right.
It stinks now. You look at a guy, like even a guy like Nick Bosa. Did he live up to that contract last year?
No, but no. Early. I got
so,
you.
So you're paying a guy.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
So in other words, you paid a guy 23. Nick Bosa is a center for the Warriors? I don't think so. You paid Nick Bosa $23 million. You got 10 sacks out of it.
Right, right.
That's part of the reason you didn't win the Super Bowl.
I'll give you that.
You know, you look at Dak Prescott. Okay, you think it looks bad now. What if they win a Super Bowl in a year or two?
I'll be
exactly.
Russell Crowe. I'll
exactly.
be Eden Crowe.
Look at Josh Allen. Everybody thought he was a great quarterback. He gets paid, and now there's some questions.
And he's getting further away for his best opportunity
exactly.
to hit cash in. That's
Justin
all.
Herbert.
I just he's so young. He's flawed, but he's got all the skills, and now he's got a coach that I think mentally can the maturity is there. I would bet in the next 6 years, Herbert's hoisting up a trophy. That's how much that's how highly I think of Harbaugh and his skill set.
Please don't put that on him.
The Evan's favorite, dude. He should. I just love me some Harbaugh, man.
By the way, Herbert's been to one playoff game in 4 years.
And blew a, what was it? What was the lead? We were on the
That
line.
Story's written.
27.
God. Remember that night? That infamous night?
What?
When they were up 27-3 to Jacksonville, and we were on the vine. Evan! And they choked it off.
Let's go to Priest.
Our guy.
Priest is in Palo Alto. Hey, Priest, how you doing?
This fish is stinking from the head up.
That's classic.
Boy, you guys are killing me with that. What's going on, man?
Hey, man.
Thanks for taking my call, though. Hey, listen, I was listening. I got in a car last night, and I was listening to the show. And they had this guy on, Greg Cosell, I believe it is.
Yes,
right? Yeah. Yeah, and he was talking about the offense, the 49ers, and Brock Purdy. And he was trying to tell the guys something without telling them. And they, it just went right over their heads. They just didn't understand it.
I'll let Will and Diaz know.
Tell us, please.
We
got to
cut that for them when they come in.
Well, basically, he was just trying to tell them the situation that Brock Purdy is in is what makes him primarily, you know, and he does really well in those, in that situation. You have to listen to it to understand what I'm trying to say.
All right.
But at any rate, what I would say.
Can I guess, and he'll call back where he was
it's
going?
A wrap.
Steiny, that's a four. He was about to say, and I didn't hear Greg Cosell on with the great, I like him, with Willard and Dibbs. He was about to say, basically, you tell me, Purdy's a byproduct of this system. So before we go saying he's this and that, the system is getting a majority of the credit more than his play, and I think that's kind of, what you going to do, man?
Well, listen
so
to
Jay-Z
this.
So Jay-Z got Beyonce because he's a rapper?
Listen to this. This is Alex Smith. And this was from, I'll give the credit after after we hear it. But this is exactly what you're talking about, Goo.
Man, he's a baller, man. I don't know how you don't turn on the film the last couple of years and see what he's doing week in and week out. I know it's a good situation, but there's not a good quarterback in the NFL that's not in a good situation. I'm a huge fan of Brock's, man. I think he's a huge reason why they're so good and going to continue to be good.
All right, that was Alex Smith on the McAfee show yesterday saying there's not a good quarterback who isn't in a good situation.
Well, he's the highest on Brock, Alex. I like Alex's commentary.
And that would figure to me. I know, honest, it would. Priest is in Palo Alto. He's back.
What up, baby?
Hey, Priest.
I apologize, man. Yeah. I was getting a spam call, and I was trying to get rid of it. Anyway, I was just looking at – I listened to – Guru, talk about Dak Prescott, and it just gets me sick to my stomach.
Oh, my God.
Guru.
Go ahead, Priest. I'm going to let you
wins,
go. Yeah.
Wins and losses is not a quarterback stat. It's not.
Oh, no doubt.
Never has been, never will be.
Okay,
let's stop saying
what I'm saying is, in that Green Bay game, Dak was down 21 points before he could get his stuff
and he
together.
Threw a pick six.
So you know what that does?
He gave them seven.
I
he
know.
Threw a pick six.
I
okay,
know.
I'm going to be quiet.
Guru, listen to me. What that does to a quarterback and an offense, 50% of your offense, your game plan, gets thrown right out the window. Now, you got to shift into a completely different mode where you got to take chances you would not take. That's what happens.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to say here is this. When you look at a situation and a quarterback loses in the playoffs and different things like that, what kind of situation is he in? Who's he playing? Is the team he's playing against better than his team? How much load does he have to carry? If you look at any quarterback situation across the league, look at the team he's playing on. What are they asking him to do? Does he do what they're asking him to do, and at what level does he do it? That's what determines the value. So what I'm saying is if you're on a team, quarterback's on a team with a bad defense, he has to play quarterback completely different than a quarterback who's on a team with a great defense and a great offensive line.
Okay.
He plays a different style of football.
Priest.
And that quarterback does.
Okay. Priest, I'm hearing you, but go ahead. I don't want to cut you off because I talk all day. I'm just telling you this. 2 years ago, Dan Quinn in the playoffs brought the Dallas Cowboys in here and out-coached Kyle Shanahan. It was 7-3. Dallas is in the red zone, and they get the ball at the half, and Dak just threw the ball. No, just threw it up for a pick. And then all game long after that, Priest, he missed wide-open receivers. He doesn't see it. Brock Purdy is more efficient at seeing what the defense is trying to do and try to trick you. I hear you defending Dak and you saying, oh, the game takes on
I'm
its own personal talent.
Dak.
But I'm just telling you, that game alone was it. He single-handedly threw a playoff game away where the defense outsmarted the Niner offense. Dak is 2-5, and he's the biggest culprit of the 2-5 on big stages. He, real quick, he had that look on the sideline before the Green Bay game started last year, and people were wondering, what's wrong? And he went out there, and him and CeeDee Lamb, it was awful. So I'm out on him. Like, there's no defending that.
No, I get
that.
It. Okay. I understand.
I'll leave that there. I had to get that out.
I'm not. Okay. Yeah, I'm not defending Dak. I'm trying to get you to understand everybody to understand when they look at this sport and people on these talk shows, these sitcoms on ESPN start talking about this quarterback, that quarterback, and they think that these people are biblical.
Yeah, hey priest. Appreciate it, priest. We got to get some other people in here.
Priest is different, Stoney, and I wish he had a podcast or something. Maybe invite him in studio one day. But he. So how does priest judge any player or athlete?
I think this is what priest is getting at.
He's a Wiseman guy.
I think this is what priest is getting at, and I think he's got a great point. Let me just hypothetically throw out there: what percentage of the time last year did Brock Purdy get to quarterback with a 7-point lead or more?
I would say 84%.
Whatever it is.
But isn't he a part of that? Why you're up?
Not necessarily if they score on their first possession of a scripted thing. But what I'm saying is, if he were on a worse team, he would be asked to do different things.
I get that.
Okay, I think that's what he said. And if Trevor Lawrence finds himself behind 72% of the time, but Purdy finds his team ahead 72% of the time, Purdy's probably going to have more efficiency, at least, I would think.
Well, when you look, with all that said, can we all agree that we saw Derek Carr fall out of what we thought was the elite quarterback category, and 99% of it was his fault? His jitters, his inability we can all agree. We see what we see, Steiny. And I guess you could pick up the phone and call and defend whatever athlete you want to defend and say the system, the timing. But I got to be honest, partner, I think that's unfair that you just brought that up. It's real.
What?
How many times did Purdy quarterback when they were up 7? Like, I can't change who my parents are. You know what I mean? There's some things that
smart enough to put it into context.
Well, it looks like the context is going to get him the highest paid quarterback for what he's done.
Nobody's saying he's not, but it's just like, you're right. Like, you'd never in a million years say Dan Marino wasn't a great quarterback, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
But he never won the big one.
And I'll never say Phil Jackson is any lesser of a coach because he didn't coach the Kings. You know what I mean? He had 4 of the greatest players at his disposal. I don't think you should enter that into the conversation. You got to judge the people on their merit of what they did and with who they did it with.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. If the San Francisco 49ers, or no, if the Angadosco Warriors. All right. Do you think the Warriors have to take, let's say they're negotiating with Kuminga.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you take into account, when you're figuring out Kuminga's contract, whether Steph Curry's going to be around or not?
No doubt.
Okay. And that's all I'm saying is...
Is that a plus for him or a minus? I'm just asking.
To me, it's a minus, but it could be a plus to somebody else. I don't know. But Brock Purdy, same thing. You've got to figure out what you're going to pay him when he doesn't have Kittle. And when some of the players age out.
But to Evan's point about...
That's a natural point.
But to Evan's point about the Eagles, Donnie, it's not just for sure that you're going to lose everything.
Well, you're going to have to change everything. And if they're not as good, then there's going to be more pressure on Purdy to score more points and be more explosive and put more points on the board. Dog trainer in Milpitas. Hey, dog trainer, how you doing, man?
Hey, good. Great show. I'm going to go kind of quick here, and maybe you guys can have more stuff to talk about. So what we know we have with Brock Purdy is we know we have a guy that works really hard. We know he scored really high on the combine QB test, which apparently is fairly accurate to determine intelligence on the football field. He doesn't drink. He gets his rest. He came back from a major injury, and he came back stronger. He's now running the ball the way people said he should, a little bit more. He's in a system where they've had a few good quarterbacks there, including Jimmy, but he's been the most reliable. He doesn't cost his team losses. He doesn't throw a lot of picks. He doesn't fumble the ball when he gets popped hard, and we saw that. He didn't flinch against the greatest quarterback of all time. He didn't try too hard. He stayed within himself. And let me go a little quicker here. Kyle is very good at what he does, calling plays, coordinator, all that kind of good stuff. Yeah. But what Kyle's not good at, in my opinion, is when he gets quarterbacks like a Jimmy or other people that he doesn't think can do what he wants them to do across the board, he doesn't bring out more good in them. What he does is he reduces play calls and makes it easier for the defense. He's never once shown that he's had to do that for Brock. And the difference between Brock and everybody else is, yeah, you put Brock in another place, but here's the deal. Brock is in a system that it seems Kyle doesn't adapt for the QBs. Kyle has made a great system to adapt to beat everybody else in the NFL, but Kyle has to have the pieces. Kyle doesn't give in to the weakness of his quarterback to make him better. He gives into the weakness of his quarterback to make it more simple, which makes it harder for the Niners as a team. So Brock is the only quarterback I've seen since Kyle's been there that's made Kyle look really good. Like, hey, Kyle's got a great offensive scheme because Purdy can run the offense without giving up, you know, the negatives. And the last thing is, you know, you got to remember, Purdy's dad never made it to the big leagues. And I think Purdy's household is like, hey, son, you know, you're the last in the draft. Dad never made it to the big leagues. And, you know, you got your chance. I don't think Purdy's going to be worried about top dollar. His character is what they're going to take advantage of, unfortunately, if they're going to set a ceiling cap based on position. And the last little comment I have is Purdy reminds me of Jim Plunkett. As big as Plunkett was, if you can remember when he played, that guy didn't throw a lot of zip on the ball. He let his receivers and drop balls in. I've never seen a quarterback, I'm 62 years old, I've never seen a quarterback, except maybe going back to Tarkington or Zorn, that didn't have a big arm. Montana didn't have a big arm, but Montana had everything scripted really well. Purdy makes self-adjustments to leave guys open. You either have a guy wide open or he's throwing a tight window. Purdy has proven he can throw in a tight window, and Purdy has proven that he can anticipate where the guy is going to be to throw the ball to make the guy open for a catch. That's my take.
Gotcha, wow. Dog trainer. Appreciate it. Okay, here's
that's
one.
That's great stuff.
This is going to test. Oh, yeah. I'm patting myself on the back for this one. This is going to test how much you really think of Purdy.
We'll see. Ready?
You ready?
Yeah, give it to me one more time, Evan.
We'll see.
What would you be comfortable giving him right now?
Now, before I answer, I'm going to watch you.
Just give me a number. It doesn't matter.
I'm taking into account Dax, what just happened.
Okay, sure.
Okay. 60.
Okay. You're ready to give him $60 million right now?
Yep.
All right. Oh, Evan, you're going to love this one.
Huh?
You're going to love this one. Let's say the 49ers go to the playoffs, and they come up a little short again, but Purdy looks great.
Yeah.
And the day after the season, the 49ers announce that Kyle Shanahan's going to Dallas. He's always wanted to coach the Cowboys, and he's leaving the 49ers.
I would, oh my
you're
God.
You still paying Purdy 60?
No, that's phenomenal. No, but that's fantasy football. But
I'm just saying.
Well, on the other hand, oh my gosh!
Now, if you're prepared to pay Patrick Mahomes 60,
it don't matter.
And Andy Reid,
it don't matter. I get you. I'll give you that. But that's so unrealistic.
Well, what about Aaron Rodgers? Like, there are certain quarterbacks that I think stand on their own, and I'm just. I think that's when people say, well, why do people give Purdy so much shade, and they always want to credit Shanahan and the system, and Shanahan and the system. Okay. Maybe because you know you wouldn't pay Brock Purdy $60 million if there were another coach coaching this team.
Right. And then if you put him on a
different
team. Yeah, I mean, if McVay was his head coach, I'd still pay him. If LaFleur was his head coach, I'd still pay him. If Reed was his head coach, I'd still pay him. If John Harbaugh was his head coach, I'd still pay him.
I don't know about Harbaugh.
Jim.
No.
Please.
No chance.
Poppycock.
Mr. I don't know how to coach offense? No.
I know how to get offensive coordinator. I'm a leader of men.
He just had the MVP of the league last year.
What's he talking about?
Who?
Lamar Jackson.
No, we're talking about Jim.
You're right. Yeah. He just won a national championship last year.
And real quick here, this hashtag random, but the caller brought it up. The most disrespected quarterback, I mean this, and head coach are both from the same team. Jim Plunkett has two damn Super Bowls. Flores has two Super Bowls. They're never talked about. I'll just leave that there. Okay. Would you give me something for Jim Plunkett being disrespected? He's never brought up.
He also won the Heisman Trophy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not that you'd fight me on that.
5-3-0, that's not what I'm saying.
Read it.
He says, to think Purdy would be a scrub in another system is insulting. Nobody's saying that.
Your scenario you brought up, with whoever you are, wherever you went to school, that it kind of had some of that. You know what I'm saying? Not scrub. Know what I mean?
And then you proved it by acknowledging without Kyle you wouldn't pay him 60.
But that compliment was going to Kyle without throwing shade at Brock.
Well, duh. It's throw shade at Brock.
Is Dr. Dre to Brock's 50
I don't know what
Cent.
That means.
All right, Dr. Dre found 50 Cent. He found Eminem. He created him. Snoop Dogg. That's what Kyle has done to Jimmy and now Brock Purdy. You just got to win a Grammy, which is a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'm just...
they hand out a lot of Grammys.
I was reaching at it. It sounded good. Oh, boy.
What was I going to say about some quarterback? Like, I'm just... The main point is everything changes when he gets paid. Everything.
I'm not fighting you on that.
What does that mean, though?
Because the streets.
Like everything.
Stuff. Yeah. The Jackals are waiting now.
What it means is the minute he signs a big contract, let's say they don't win the Super Bowl this year, he gets his money. Better win a Super Bowl.
So he doesn't have Jackals now. They'll come when he signs that deal.
Asking. If the 49ers don't win the Super Bowl this year and Brock Purdy gets paid, he's going to be like every other quarterback. Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Josh Allen.
See, I think there's some of that now.
Every
skepticism towards him.
Well, I think it's fair to have it now because he's not as established as those guys.
But if we know it's pretty much a given that he's going to get the money, I think it's already I think people hate that they know he's about to get paid. The number, I don't know, but Steiny, I think a lot of people resent the fact that Purdy, the payday is imminent almost.
What I'm saying is if he gets paid $60 million and he doesn't have a Super Bowl, he then becomes...
Josh Allen,
everybody.
Lamar Jackson.
Exactly. And, but let's not think that he's going to get $60 million and then next year they go 10-7 and lose in the first round and everybody will be happy. Like, no chance. Like,
but what if he's an all-pro and they lose, Steiny?
He's still going to get it. He's still, like, you.
I think Kyle would get
more. Last year, you ripped Lamar Jackson. Yeah. He's a two-time MVP, and Lamar Jackson gets criticized.
Because I'm a lot of the, what do you do? Are you the same person getting those MVPs in the regular season? Can you take that to postseason? The greats have done it. Steph Curry's done it. The only unanimous MVP in the NBA, and we've seen what he's done on the biggest stage. Jordan, Kobe's, Joe Montana's, Jerry Rice's, Steve Young's, Troy Aikman's. All the greats are able to duplicate, and for whatever reason, Steiny, Lamar has it. In the playoffs, Lamar has not been Lamar. Remember that loss to Buffalo a couple years ago?
Would you have paid Lamar?
Oh, my gosh. I got to pay Lamar.
So you think Lamar can get it done, but not
I don't think he will. I think they're, Stoney, they're in the same boat. But I'm not down on Lamar as much as I'm down on Dak.
And you know who's going to be in that boat next year if they don't win it this year? Brock Purdy. But
in year one of getting his chicken?
Yes. Mm. Oh, my God, yes.
I think Kyle would be the one taking the stones first. Then if we saw another season and maybe another season.
Oh, my God. Come on.
No, I'm being real.
You know how football fans are. Huh? They'll turn on Purdy or any quarterback the first sign of struggle. 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we're going to talk some Minnesota Vikings. That is the 49ers opponent on Sunday. And we're going to talk to Arif Hassan. He covers the NFL, and you can check out his work at wideleft.football. He's also a co-host of the Vikings podcast, Norse Code. That's Arif Hassan. He's tapped into the NFL. Let's find out what's going on in Minnesota. Also, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.